Genesis chapter 13. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he, and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the Negeb. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the Negeb even to Bethel, under the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, under the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks, and herds, and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their possessions were great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray you, between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself, I pray you, from me, if you will take the left hand, then I will go to the right, or if you depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you came unto Zoar. Then Lot chose all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, After Lot was separated from him, Lift up now your eyes, and look from the place where you are northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, to you will I give it, and to your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall your descendants also be numbered. Arise, Walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto you. Then Abram removed his tent, and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord.